Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Angelina Diana. I will be your host for tonight's program for Signs of Life Radio. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I certainly hope that you've had a wonderful new year. I've been away for about 2 months. We had some holidays there, so I didn't have the honor of spending time with you, but it feels certainly wonderful to be back. And I want to wish everyone a happy new year, since this is the first show that I'm doing in 2015. And I do want to welcome you and say that this evening's program is going to be a very enlightening one and a very beautiful one. We will be soon welcoming our guest, Anders Nielsen. I certainly hope I pronounced that right. I'm certain I can ask him if I did. He's written one of his many books. The one that he's written that I've had the honor of reading is called The Gentle Way of the Heart. And it is really a very beautiful book. He's been a scientist who's authored over 250 papers. He's from Sweden. I believe he lives out on the West Coast right now. But he's now running some beautiful teaching seminars and meditation classes. And to really give you a sense of tuning in to someone other than how you identify yourself through all your negative thoughts in your brain. Really your spirit, or like he likes to call it, your heart, and finding that gentle way of your heart. And you can check out something about him right now if you have the internet in front of you. If you go to www.gentleway.me, you can really get a nice taste of what we'll be doing this hour. It's really a very beautiful book. And I feel like if you were to read it, it would really bring some solace and some strength to you, especially if you're some of our members who are still grieving and are in grief. I really think this will give you a new way to identify the strength of what your spiritual heart can give you. And it's really a beautiful book. So if you have some questions for our guest, we'll be joining him shortly. You can give me a call at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Would really love you to be a conversational piece of this program, because it truly is a very beautiful book. And what makes it really interesting is he has a very rich scientific background. And I know myself, as a psychic medium, I'm really interested in how scientists connect to feelings in their heart. Not that they don't have it. But, you know, scientists are very, very, you know, justified in thinking. And sometimes when you talk about the touchy-feely stuff, they always want to go back to the physical evidence. So this is going to be a wonderful program, and it is certainly an honor for me to be able to interview him shortly. But before we bring him on the program, I'd like to take your attention for just a moment, if I may, and direct your attention to the Forever Family Foundation website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. If you were to log on right now, there's some really new and neat things happening. Really excited to see some of the changes that are happening. Since I've been honored to be a volunteer and a certified medium with the foundation since 2005, the foundation has grown in leaps and bounds, and they're really trying their best right now to give you a lot of resources and things that you can really latch on to and be a part of, even from home, from the internet. So I'd really love you to go check it out. Like, for example, we've got Signs of Life Radio, which is something that you can listen to in the car, on your phone, online. That's really something that's been a mainstay of the foundation for many years. But if you go to our events page, there's something very exciting happening. It's called the Visionary Explorers Group, and it is free. And the first one's on Valentine's Day. How sweet is that? And it's really going to be a monthly online meeting, and it will be on the second Saturday of each month. The groups will meet, and I believe group meets at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I think I have that right, in 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it's really absolutely, oh, excuse me, the first group meets at 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Eastern, and then the second group meets at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. So if you were to go online, you'll probably get a more accurate description of it, because I actually saw this today and it was very exciting. And what makes it even really exciting is Dr. Betty Kovacs will actually be facilitating this, and she is an outstanding speaker, and really has a very unique, beautiful way to discuss unexplained visionary things like after-death communication, dream visitations, the subtle body experiences that one could have. I know I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, the sensations they get sometimes when they're just coming out of a dream and they feel their body kind of lift up and then go back down. There's so many interesting things to explore and talk about. And I'm absolutely excited for the foundation and for you to be able to tell you about this, because it's really a way to expand the hopes and the goals of the foundation to bring you, our members, and by the way, membership is free, a wonderful program. And I'm almost certain, and I can sense it, that once this takes off, there might be other things too. But this particular Visionaries Explorer group, first meeting is February 14th, and it is free. And all you need to do is to sign up, and membership is free for the foundation. If you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll get all that information, and you will be able to be part of a wonderful online experience. And I know that there are many people that are listening right now that maybe they're on the journey of a first understanding energy and the things that are around us. And if you've had a very deep, significant loss, sometimes it's really hard to grasp onto anything. And the fact that the foundation wants to bring you radio programs like this, by the way, every Thursday there is a program, every 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, different programs every third of the month. There's mediums and messages with a wonderful medium, Doreen Malloy. Every first of the month, there's The Gathering with Tom and Melissa Gould and Bob and Fran Ginsberg, where they talk about very interesting things. I think the next topic might be, and I'm going off the top of my head, I believe are mediums born, or is it something that you have to develop, or is it an ability within, or is it something natural, or do you have to develop it as an ability? You know, very interesting things and interesting scientists that come aboard, and this is all possible because of your support. And I want to really encourage you to see the different ways that you can help out the foundation. Yes, being a member is free, but if you were to even, say, have the holiday season just passed us, but if there's a birthday coming up, or let's say that you need to buy a gift for someone, or even your everyday buying needs from Amazon, if you were to just do your normal shopping that you would do online, if you were to go to iGive.com through the Forever Family Foundation website, your normal everyday buying, there's thousands of stores there. That everyone that you could imagine that you'd be, it's connected to iGive.com. And when you do your normal purchases, iGive gives a percentage. You don't pay anything extra. They give a percentage to the Forever Family Foundation. Same thing with Amazon. If you were to click on the different books, or go to the Forever Family Foundation website and click on Amazon and make purchases, same thing goes there too. A percentage, you will not pay any extra. A percentage will go to the Forever Family Foundation, and it helps them keep programs going on, like this radio show, or for example, this Visionaries Explorers group. Even though they're 100% volunteer time and effort into buying, for example, the computers and keep the upkeep of them, and sending out a newsletter. I don't know many organizations today that still send out a hard copy newsletter to you free of charge, with packed with information that can help you on your journey, whether you're scientific minded or you're grieving or you're both, if you're curious, if you're a metaphysical practitioner and you want to get some guidance on really how to be more ethical or understand things of that nature, to be more science-minded, I guess that's the better word to put it. The Forever Family Foundation is really a wonderful not-for-profit, and again, being 100% volunteer, anything or any way that you can give would be absolutely wonderful. There is actually also a make a donation button too. If you just want to go ahead and give us a donation, that would be fabulous. Something a little interesting too. We have a wonderful person that's involved with our organization. He's actually the president of the organization, but Lloyd Auerbach is really a great ghost hunter. He's written some beautiful books, interesting books on some of the investigations that he has done. But he also has another little hobby, and he actually makes dark chocolate. And I've tasted it, and it's absolutely delicious. It's pure dark chocolate. And, you know, Halloween, yeah, right. Valentine's Day is just right around the corner. And Haunted by Chocolate, cherry dark chocolates are available. And it's really just a delicious thing that you can do. And it's really a great choice, too, for Valentine's Day. Why not? Check it out. There's more information on the Forever Family Foundation website on it. And the profits do go to support the work of the Forever Family Foundation. Lloyd is very generous in that way. And I'd really like you to check it out if you could. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we're going to have a very beautiful and enlightening discussion with Anders Nielsen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the program, Signs of Life Radio. I'm your host for this hour, Angelina Diana. And if you'd like to give us a call, if you have a question for our guest, 888-627-6008. But it's my pleasure to introduce to the program a man who has a big scientific background. He was born in Sweden and has authored over 250 papers in the scientific field. But what makes this book so unique, the book called The Gentle Way of the Heart, is that he's basing it off his work and his self-discovery of really tuning into self and separating those thoughts that can identify us as something other than what we're not. And you can check out some of his work on gentleway.me. He teaches great seminars and also runs meditation classes. Let's welcome to the program Anders Nielsen. Hello, Anders.
Hello, Angelina. I'm very delighted to be on the show today.
Well, I'm very excited to have you here. Your book, The Gentle Way of the Heart, Discover the Light Within, is a very beautiful book and a book that I think our listeners will find most helpful to them, especially in their journey of sometimes trying to separate this physical world, how difficult it could be, the negativity that can happen to us, and how the physical chemistry of the brain can kind of mess us up, and how we can really pull from something deeper within ourselves to kind of really identify ourselves in a different way. But before we really get into the meat and bones of really discovering our true self, as you call it, what took someone like yourself, a very brilliant, accomplished scientist, from the thought process of in the scientific field, I'm a very smart man, which you are, to really tuning into this inner true self. Tell us a little bit about your journey going from science to spirit.
I would say that it took place more than 20 years ago when I had some emotional turmoil in my life, and I realized that how I was living my life didn't really work very well for me. So I started to actually go in therapy and started to do meditation and mm-hmm. so on, and to cleanse and heal myself. Before that point, I was very much a fundamental scientist. I only believed that, couldn't you prove it by science? Nothing existed. It wouldn't exist. Right. But in this process, it was like pushing a button on me, and it was a very intense transformation actually taking place in the early part, maybe just a couple of months, where I suddenly brought forward a very different aspect of myself, and I changed dramatically during this period, and many of my friends was very shocked that I suddenly became very different. And And I opened up this new side of me, which I called my true self. I got in contact with that and really brought that forward. And since then, of course, this is a process for life, how you manifest more and more of your real you, the true self, which, of course, I write very much about. So I sort of saw and that science and spirituality and so on is has a very different connection than maybe what I thought before. And I think it's so important that we are getting in touch with our spiritual nature, independent if you're a scientist, economist, in media, or whatever you're doing in your life. It's very important that we bring that aspect forward, because this is what's going to heal the world, in my opinion.
Agreed. And you would probably say that the world today needs a lot of healing, as you said, but each individual person, too, goes through their highs and lows in life. How would you explain it to someone who might be in that dark space right now, and what they could create for themselves? In your first chapter, you write about home is in our hearts. So how can someone make that distinguishment of going from, gee, life is hard, I've had a difficult loss, or I don't have the job that I need, and really switching, putting on that switch to feeling that place of home again, as you beautifully write in the first chapter?
Yeah, I think a very simple exercise is actually to ask yourself, think about the time when I was feeling actually content with life and pretty happy, and you can bring that forward maybe in a little bit quiet space, and you can feel how that actually, the sensation in your chest area, the warmness when you're thinking about that time in your life when you had that happy moment, and then you keep that with you, and then you open your eyes and ask, actually, is this happiness or content or fulfillment that I actually have experienced in my life, is it coming from within, or is actually something coming from outside? And you will discover that it actually comes from within. And we have the choice every day to bring that forward. And the book is very much, I would call, a 10-week course. So if you do every chapter, one chapter a week, and do the exercises, you will sort of be able to step into this source that exists within you, of where you are really having fulfillment and love and so on, and you will take less personal things that happening in the outer world, the physical world, so to speak. So it is something that needs to be practiced, I think, on a daily basis, in order to actually have that connection within yourself. So everything, all the source of love and fulfillment is coming from within.
Do you feel that if people had an understanding of the chemistry of the brain and how it can overshadow us or overtake us, I guess that's the better word, of the outside world, we see the outside world, we take it in, and we really start to move away from the spirit, and we kind of identify ourselves as our experiences, right?
Yes, yes. I think this is something, of course, that we all can do. We have the chemistry of the brain. We have the chemistry of many, many things. We know that if we bring in some toxic or some poison, even a drug that is poisonous in us, that we could have a pretty awful experience if we want. But at the same time, there is a core of us that is never going to be affected by any of this. And it's very much to open up to ourselves, to that core, to that source within. And the best way to do it is actually practice it in some sense when life is a little bit easier. And so you are then ready when the difficult time comes, because life is always going to bring in challenges. I think that's also what life is about. But when we practice it on a regular basis, we are more ready to so to speak, meet during or take on these challenges that might happen during these little bit more challenging times. And In some cases also it can be that people are going through difficulties like myself. I had a very, very tough time 20 years ago, which actually resulted in that something broke in me, and that something broke in me allow myself to open up. So sometimes also a difficult time can be a blessing because it's difficult time is simply that we are letting go or something that we have hold on to long for a long time, and we are opening ourselves up for something new.
Very true. You speak in your book about how folks can tune into that, but before they have to recognize when they have that chemistry, that negativity, they can almost harden their heart. You write about putting an armor around your heart. Can you explain that a little bit? Because I think if folks understand that that's what's happening, it might help them unlock or loosen up that armor. It's a beautiful way to put it.
Yes, because when we feel pain, as or let's say we are going through difficulty and we feel pain in us, usually that pain is coming from a past history within us. We have stored some pain within. And that pain, how we respond to that pain is usually that we try to put up a barrier towards other things in our existence, maybe even a barrier towards ourself. And I call that barrier a little bit like an armor for protection of your heart. But the heart is so pure and beautiful and yes, filled with love. And that beauty and purity doesn't need any protection. It's actually just an illusion. And what is painful usually is actually the armor that is painful. Right. So it's very much to let go of that armor and open up actually the shield around the heart, which is not, I would say, completely easy. You need to practice and work on it. But it's something that very much can be done. And I think many people have had also experience in their life when they feel this heart opening event that happens, and it's like something is opening within. Mm-hmm. And that is sometimes actually when we are breaking off a little bit of that armor that we build over a lifetime.
Right. So that would make it, so if we thought of it, as you so beautifully put, when we put that armor around our heart, we're somewhat false identifying who we are because we're basing our actions on that anger or not opening up to our heart. But when we open up our heart, we're finding that loving home within, as you put it. And it gives us that true sense of foundation to really connect to the purity of the heart.
Yes, yes. And there are in the book actually many, many exercises and steps how you can actually do this. I mean, one, of course, very important aspect is to transform this pain, transform what we are afraid of and so on. And in order to do that, you need to sort of what I call become a little bit intimate with that pain, intimate with what you're afraid of, so you don't push it away, you bring it towards you. And usually what we are, let's say if you talk a little bit about fear, usually we are very afraid of the fear, and it's actually the fear of the fear that is driving our life. Not so much the fear itself, it's the fear of the fear of the pain and all that we don't want to feel. But if we allow to feel it, that it's been there, it actually can, so to speak, bubble through your body, can bubble through you, and then you release it when you have no resistance any longer towards it.
Yeah, it's almost like you're making it twice as bad by allowing the fear to stay in you rather than releasing it, right?
Yes, because when you allow it to stay within you, actually it's going to drive your life, because then you will act in certain situation in order to not feel that pain. You're responding to the pain within you. So it's a little bit like someone push a button. You might get very mad, get very angry and so on. It's coming from this aspect within you, not necessary for the situation you are in. And you become a little bit unconscious, unaware of how you're responding. And you might reflect on it in the evening when you go to bed and you think, oh, my God, why did I react like that?
Right.
Why did I say these things? And why did I unleash in such a way? And this is usually coming from this pain, or we could call it this armor that is driving many people's lives.
Right. It's like a past experience. I like to think of it as a trigger. You know, you're grabbing a past part of your life and you're bringing it into the present, and it's making you like react like a trigger rather than doing what you say, which is really finding that loving home, that foundation, that heart center, and really being in that true self, that loving self. But doesn't it also, you know, when one does make that transformation, doesn't it make one feel like they want to ask more questions about who they are now, because it brings them in a new place in their life? And I really love what you write in chapter 2. You tell this story about when you were a small boy and asking your parents, "Who am I?" Can you share that with our listeners and what that made you think about?
Yeah, I was pretty obnoxious, a little shy, asking a lot of questions to people who. So yes, I the story was that I asked my parents, "Who am I?" And they told me, of course, that I was born in Sweden, and I have them as a parents, you know, and so on. And then I wonder if I would be born in China by some other parents, would I be someone else then? And they didn't have an answer to that. So that story, what it's trying to tell us, or what I tried to actually communicate there, is that often we build a belief of ourselves based on an identity. And the identity is a little bit our background, where we come from, where we grew up, our job, maybe our political views, our friends, and the type of society we live in. But this is only some sort of outer surface on us. Our true self has nothing to do with that. It is only experience this particular life in terms of being in this country or being in this surrounding and so on. So it's in this process, it's a little bit to shed off what we think is this identity in order to find our core, our true self. And our true self is what I call something beyond boundaries. Our true self is actually connected, actually is the divine. We are all the divine self. Right. Through our true self. And when we therefore get in touch with who we really are as our true self, we have the infinite amount of love within ourselves. And we have the infinite possibility to connect with everything that exists and could possibly exist as well in the future.
Mm-hmm. And when we think about maybe then separating, you know, that there's an outer world and an inner world, as you write in your book, and to tap into this inner world, how you utilize, of course, meditation, which might help you tune into that and feel more connected to it. So if we walked in the spirit of tapping into our inner world as we're experiencing something from the outer world, we might be able to handle it in a more gentle way and not take in the harshness of the physical world.
Yes, and I think I'm making a comparison actually a little bit in chapter 7 about what I've experienced of life, is that we as this incredible divine being, being as our true self, we have an interesting experience with this life, mm-hmm. and our true self just enjoy our life. And it's very interesting if you just take a walk and you go out, maybe whatever you like to walk, maybe you like to walk in the forest or even go to a shopping mall or whatever you like to do to take a walk. And then you walk from a being in a little bit in a quiet mind point of view, and then you look at the world and think about the wonder that you actually can walk there and experience this world. It puts us in a very different perspective of the physicality that we actually experience. And we then could start to have the sensation within ourselves that, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't take everything that happens in my life too seriously. I am just having an interesting experience. It's a little bit like going to the movie theaters where we are sitting in the movie and watching an interesting film, and we are getting very drawn into the film. And if the movie is excellent, we are completely lost ourselves into the film. And we have a wonderful experience of the movie. And it's a little bit like our true self is enjoying this fantastic movie, the fantastic experience of our life in this moment. And we can just tap into this enjoyment of excitement as being alive and having such an experience.
Absolutely. And in your book, in chapter 3, you talk about exploring beingness.
Yes.
How we are, you know, usually preoccupied with daily life, our future, our mind is very critical. It's really made really to protect the physical body. And I really encourage everyone to get this book because it's so rich with suggestions and how to really tap into this exploration of beingness. Do you want to, I know you kind of tapped on it with like walking in the woods and things like that, but if you can go a little deeper for our listeners, the different sensations and how that's related to tapping into the gentle way of the heart and practicing beingness.
Yeah, I have a very simple way of connect with beingness that I actually use often myself as I can, and that is to ask a very simple question within: what is the sensation within me that I actually exist? Mm-hmm. I exist, and to exist, I don't need to do anything. It's actually the most simple thing that you have, is to exist, because you don't need to be anyone, you don't need to do anything, you don't need to be perfect, or you don't need to accomplish anything. You just exist, and it's the most natural state, is to exist. And to tap into that sensation that you actually exist brings you into beingness, because when you only exist in this present moment, you can't tap in that you existed some hours ago or many days ago or years ago. It's just a vague memory. And the same, you don't exist in the future, what you often are very occupied and worried about, but you exist here and now. And when you work on that to really tap in and feel that you exist, you use your mind as a tool to maneuver in the world. You don't use your mind any longer to worry and just like something like circling around in your head about all the things that you think the future might bring. You use your mind to operate in the world, but coming now from this state of beingness, it's not only a meditation exercise, it's actually to live in that way. And by being in this beingness, you actually wake up. But it requires the practice of enjoying of doing nothing.
Right. And, you know, I really love when I was reading chapter 3, if I may be so bold to just read this sentence. It says, exploring beingness. In beingness, there are no needs, no worries, no expectations. From beingness, we can create a future without any attachments. And I stopped and I said, it really made me take a pause and say, well, what am I attached to and why am I attached? And I think if you take that idea that something is attached to you or you're allowing it to attach to you, I feel like it makes you kind of zone into that heart and say, well, I want to feel the purity of that. I don't want to feel like I'm so attached to something in the physical world that I lose myself. I lose the essence of that love and that purity that we all have. You know, so I think that was such a beautiful way to write it.
Yeah, but the ones that are often very easy to actually go into beingness is children playing around. They are just in beingness. They are just enjoying the moment, existing at that time, and they are the perfect example of beingness.
Yeah. I agree. Well, we're speaking with Anders Nielsen. He's written a beautiful book called The Gentle Way of the Heart. What we're going to do now is just take a short break. and we'll return with more interesting and enlightening things. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.winbridge.org.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. Are on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Science of Life Radio. I'm your host this week. My name is Angelina Diana. I want to remind everyone to please go to the foreverfamilyfoundation.org website. There's a lot of great information there about how to become a volunteer, how to help out the not-for-profit. While I'm speaking of websites, I want to let you know about our author's website, gentleway.me. We're speaking with Anders Nielsen, who's written a beautiful book called The Gentle Way of the Heart. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Angelina. This is very nice to speak with you.
Same here, too. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this hour. I know that we've been spending a lot of time speaking about the richness of this book and understanding the difference between our true self, our inner self, our outer self. But really what's very profound about this book, which you're a very humble person, you don't write a lot about it, but it's a well-known fact that you're also a scientist. And it's a very intriguing thought to think someone with your training, at least from my viewpoint, with your training and how scientists are looking for the hard facts and the physical truth and the proof and the evidence, that you've connected that way of thinking or how you think of things, really to kind of put it in a physical sense for us in this book. Can you explain a little bit about your process and tell us a little bit more about that? Because I think that's what makes this book very unique, is that you are also a scientist.
Thank you, Angelina. I think it's been a strength for me to be a scientist because I'm trained to inquire a lot about, let's say, physicality and how different things works. And that way of inquiry I also use with actually developing what I call this spiritual philosophy of the gentle way of the heart. For instance, when I look at the world and I sort of made this division of what I call the outer world of the physicality, the inner world of thoughts and emotions, and how we have another world where we really come from, which is our divine world, where the true self is really originating from. Mm-hmm. So as a scientist, we are used to handle also abstract concept, and usually we have to bring forward an abstract concept also in a way to understand it. And that is what I try to do with this book, is to bring forward some of these abstract concepts in using metaphors, stories, and so on, to lay it out what I hope is an understandable way. Mm-hmm. The second aspect of it, which is, of course, a little bit unusual for a scientist, is that I try to bring in also some feeling, heart feeling, into the text of the book, that people also can feel it. And many people might think that this is something unusual for a scientist to do. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, is it that all great scientists that made important discoveries always had an enormous intuition. And that intuition is coming from a feeling sensation within you, that you often have a sense of what you are studying even, or what you're going to discover even before you discover it. I call it sometimes, I smell there is something out there for us to look at. And so as we scientists, when we are really in our mastery, I think we have that intuition. And these two aspects of bringing the intellect and the heart together is also within us as scientists.
Absolutely. And I think that that's why this book is really very useful and helpful, because I really think that if I can just take a moment to really kind of speak to the folks that are grieving out there. You can't cure grief. That's my belief system. I think you learn to manage it through the years. And it's not that this book can take your grief away. I think it's a good practice. I think you laid this out, like you said, like a 10-week course. And while you can't cure the grief, it will help you at least maybe put it on the back burner so you can tune into that inner strength, that gentle way of the heart, that pure loving place that can hopefully help you through the ups and downs in life. And I highly recommend the book. It's absolutely beautiful. Chapter 8, I really wanted to talk about, because you have these great chapters within chapters that just are chock full of information. And at the end of each chapter is a summary which says the gentle way of the heart. And then you give a concentration study meditation after each one, something to focus on. Was that something that you did out of your intuition and just felt that that was something that we would need to, because that's what you use for yourself? Or was it something that you had set in your mind on the outline of the book?
I actually wrote the book going off into traveling, where I actually disconnected myself from my scientific life, where I actually wrote down a lot of the core material itself. These exercises came actually a little bit afterwards, and some of them are based on some of the workshop I used to do in Sweden some years ago, where I had some of these exercises, and some of them came very natural for me. I just wrote them down. Actually, it was a very natural way for me to to put these down. And I think it's because I've actually been doing these exercises myself over the years as a natural process. And like the one I just mentioned before, take a walk around and look at the world with very different eyes. And I often do that when I go myself on a little walk or hike, that I try to still my mind and just look at the world as the wonders of the beauty of looking at the trees or the sun is shining on me and looking at people without having any barriers and feeling the people in your heart and so on. So it's it was very, very natural for me. Of course, then I have to edit and put many layers in with the book, but the core information was really to write it a little bit from another aspect of myself, I would say.
Beautifully put, and I absolutely love Chapter 8, and it's called We Are in This Journey Together, and it's so funny. For years on my website, for my website, I have Together in the Journey. So I feel a kinship with you in that statement. I believe when my mother was here on this earth, she used to always say namaste to me. Namaste, and it's really almost the same sensations of we're all together in this journey. And I love the way you open this chapter 8, talking about how, you know, we are all together in this planet, and when we deeply connect with love, there's really no separation. And it's a beautiful way to think that if we all woke up tomorrow and we connected to the gentle way of the heart, how different this world would be. And I think that what you lay out in Chapter 8, you talk about the different connections that we can have and that we can see as we go on this walk. Could you explain just a few of them, like, for example, loving connections and challenging connections and the divine connection?
Yes, I lay out what we often, of course, have, what we feel is loving connection when we maybe are in a relationship or we have our friends or it could be our family or our children and so on, but we really feel this connection. And I've always been amazed, for instance, with one of my friends who had she loves her daughter very much when she was very little. And when she was in the kitchen, she would always feel her daughter while she actually was playing in another room. She would know what state she was in because she had such a loving connection with her daughter. Mm. And I think we all have experienced that in our life. But then we also have these, what I call challenging connections, and they are often maybe a little bit more interesting. These are with people that challenges us off very often. They are pulling, pushing a little bit trigger within us. They could be people that is at work or even family members that we are getting irritated on or we are getting angry on and so on. And what they are doing is that they actually are, through their connection, bringing forward that we are still having what I call aspect of our false self, or we have pain within us. So they are showing us that there is still something we need to transform within ourselves. And so they are, in many ways, our dearest friends, because right. They are actually showing us a way or pieces within ourselves that we can heal and become more whole. They are showing that these exist. And we are all having these. Even the perfect master, what we think, have his own challenges. The divine connection, I make a little bit of a metaphor to explain that, is in form of a tree, a beautiful tree. And in that tree, we have the leaves. And each of us, we could view as being a leaf in the tree. And when we are viewing the tree from the leaf, we might think that we are separate and we are seeing other leaves in the tree as separate from us. But in reality, the leaf wouldn't exist unless it had actually a stem that it connects to a branch. Mm-hmm. And our true self, as I mean it, is actually the branch, the stem, the leaf, the whole tree. Because nothing is separated, it's all interconnected. The branch leads to another bigger branch, etc., and goes all the way down to the trunk. And this is our divine connection, where we actually are within ourselves, sitting in the tree of the divine. We are everything. We are the whole tree. It's only where we put our focus. If we are putting our focus as the leaf, we might operate in the physical world in that way and use our personality to operate in the world. But we can also seek within this deep connection where we are connected to the tree. And the deeper we go into the tree, the more deeper is the divine connection.
That's a beautiful way to wrap up our time together. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But Anders, I want to thank you so much for this beautiful hour we've spent together. We've been speaking with Anders Nielsen. He's written a beautiful book called The Gentle Way of the Heart. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Angelina. I truly enjoy this.
Me too. Thank you so much. I'm Angelina Diana. You've been listening to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. And I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away. Have a good night, everyone.